As the funeral procession made its way to the cathedral, opponents of Mrs. Thatcher lined the route, turning their backs on her coffin as it made its way through central London.
Waste of money! Waste!
They chanted, "Waste of money," in protest at the millions of dollars spent on Wednesday's funeral, and waved anti-Thatcher signs. While in power, Mrs. Thatcher became an enemy of many on the left. A conservative prime minister, she pursued privatization and deregulation, cut taxes on the rich, and attacked trade unions. On Wednesday, her opponents said they had not forgiven her.
It's a mark of not wanting to be involved in the pageantry, really, and the celebration of her life, because I don't think it was a life to celebrate.
I'm here, and I'm so happy today that she's dead.
People in the north, especially in the north of England, are very, very frustrated that they've had no redress against this woman, and this is the only thing we can do. Hopefully, this will put a line underneath it and we can move on.
Wednesday wasn't the first protest since Mrs. Thatcher's death. On Saturday, her opponents poured into London's Trafalgar Square to celebrate. They said they were protesting against her politics and the legacy they say she's left behind, rising inequality and high costs of living in Britain. Many Britons have been critical of those celebrating, but Mrs. Thatcher's opponents say it's a good chance to address divisions in British society. This man was handing out pamphlets Wednesday for a talk on Thatcher's legacy.
Britain still remains a very divided society, and she's probably one of the most controversial prime ministers. So hopefully this protest, and hopefully by raising the issue and showing there's an alternative, people will begin to tackle her legacy.
Mrs. Thatcher's death, he hopes, will ignite fresh debate about Britain's future. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.